In studio, we have radio personality and KFM presenter Liesel van der Westhuizen, who successfully completed the NSRI Robben Island crossing last Thursday, swimming an incredible 7.5 kilometers from Robben Island to Blouberg to raise money for charity. She is no stranger to RX Radio, and we are excited to catch up with her and interview her about this amazing swim. According to the Give and Gain site, she's already raised 3,000 rands to charity. Liesel completed the 7.5 kilometer of non-stop swimming with only a brief pause in the water to have a drink. Welcome to the show. It's been a long time since you were last here in 2017. How have you been?
Sebastian, it's good to be here. It has been a very long time. I'm glad I had to swim across an ocean to get invited back. I wonder what I'm going to have to do next before I get invited back. Maybe you can challenge me to something.
We'll see. Why did you decide to go to the swim from Robben Island to Blouberg?
So I am a volunteer at the NSRI, and I volunteer in a division called Coastal Watchers, where we assist on shore with any of the emergencies happening out at sea. Our job is to make sure that the sea control and the NSRI sea crew know exactly where to go. And I spend a lot of time in the water, so it was a charity close to my heart to be able to swim and be in the ocean and give back at the same time. So in total, we raised over 100,000 rand. Each and every one of us that swam, there were about 30 of us, raised a little bit of money, and all coming together goes to a drowning prevention program that goes to schools and teach youngsters how to swim.
How did you prepare for the day?
So on the day, it was grey and misty, and I thought it'd be a beautiful, clear day. But leading up to it, I started training about 10 weeks ago with a coach by the name of Ayrton Sweeney, who is a world South African swimmer, and just started spending time in the pool every day, working on strokes, working on getting a little bit faster, and working on endurance. And then on the day, it was all about just keep swimming and keep swimming.
What was the swim like on the day, and how was the water?
So heading out in the morning, we left from Oceana Powerboat Club, and you had to go to Robben Island. And then about 100 meters before the island, they drop you off the boat. And it was grey, it was misty, you couldn't see Robben Island. And we had to wait about half an hour for the mist to slowly start to lift. And then you have to jump off the boat and swim 100 meters to touch the rocks on Robben Island, and then you start swimming in the opposite direction towards Blouberg. The water temperature was 11 degrees, so very, very cold. And as we were jumping out the boat, there was a whole bunch of seals jumping around the boat. So it made us a little bit nervous, but really excited to get out there. And some of the swimmers came in with dolphins catching the waves between them. Sadly, I missed that one. But it was really beautiful.
Can you tell us what it's like to be raising money for charity?
I think it's incredible to see the amount of work that's going out there, and people using their fitness to give back. You often see people either running a 5K or a 10K or swimming a 5K or running the ultra marathons or oceans or whichever race and using their fitness to give back. So it's incredible to know that we've got just such great Cape Townians that are always willing to go the distance and to raise for various charities and various using various events and various platforms.
Why do you think that people should be raising money for charities and NGOs?
I think it's incredible to choose something that's local and close to your heart. And no matter if you're donating a 50 rand or raising 100 rand or 500 rand, whatever it is, everyone's taken a knock through COVID. And if you look around in your neighborhood or your community, like a local charity or a local organization, if you're able to give back, whether it's not even only money, but perhaps you can give time or go and help paint a room or make a donation of food in any way just to give back, because not everyone is lucky enough to either have, in my case, I raise funds for the drowning prevention program, where only 15% of South Africans can swim. So you need to look at a charity that's close to your heart and give back.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I would like to hear from you. What's your favorite song? I've been so excited to meet you because I know you've got a great music knowledge and a great taste in music.
I'd say my favorite song, it's definitely a Keen song.
Yes.
I usually have one from each album. But if I had to choose, it would be A Bad Dream.
And then a little bird told me you're going to a Keen concert soon.
in June.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Thank you.
Very, very. I'm so excited. I can't wait to be invited back to hear about that.
Thank you for coming.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.